is Steve Swanley, and welcome to this audio tutorial brought to you by TheWealthyFreelancer.com. If you haven't done so already, I invite you to visit the Wealthy Freelancer website and download your free copy of the Income Expander Kit. I think you'll find a lot of valuable tips and information there that will help you get the projects, clients, income, and lifestyle you want as a freelance professional. Now on to the tutorial. The launch email technique. The launch email is an especially effective strategy if you're just launching your freelance business and you don't have any clients yet. And it can also be a good strategy if you've been in business for a while, but it hits some tough times and you need to generate some new projects and new clients quickly. Here's the rundown on how this technique works. It basically involves sending an email to everyone you know in business, or those you have a good connection with in business, that can either use your services or can refer or recommend you to someone who can use your freelance services. I've seen this technique generate new clients for some freelancers in as little as 24 hours, and usually you'll get some response and leads and referrals back within a week or two if you do this technique correctly. Let me give you one example of how this has worked for a freelance professional. A colleague of mine who was working with another company as a staff project manager just a few months ago, unfortunately got downsized because of the economy, which is a very common occurrence these days. And she decided to become a freelance professional and become a freelance project manager. So she was just launching her business, and launching her business from a very stressful state, by the way, because she had just got laid off. So what she did is she composed an email, a very personal email, and she sent an email to just about everyone she knew in business or anyone she had any connection with whatsoever in the business world. And she sent them an email giving her an update of what she's doing and an introduction to her new freelance project management services. Well, she got a phone call the very next day, and that phone call ended up becoming a new client for her that week. And that new client actually came her way as a result of a referral from her chiropractor, of all people. Her chiropractor received her email, knew someone who needed freelance project management services, recommended her, and that's how she got her first client. So she was laid off literally on Monday. She had her first new client as a freelance professional on Friday. So that's an example of how well this launch email technique can work for your freelance business. But let me give you a caveat, just in case you're getting too excited here. You just can't compose an email and start firing it off to everyone you know. If you're blasting emails out left, right, and center without thinking this through and following the steps that we're going to explain in this tutorial, what you'll end up doing is annoying a lot of your contacts. And that's no way to begin your freelance business. And a worst case scenario, you might even be accused by some people of spamming. And if you're accused of spamming, you could get yourself into a lot of trouble. In fact, your email service provider may even close your account. So you don't want to have those kind of troubles. So you need to follow this technique and do this technique the right way in order for it to get to work for you. There are basically four steps in the process of using this launch email technique. Step number one is to pull together your list of business contacts. Step number two is to compose your email using the guidelines that Pete, Ed, and I are going to teach you in just a moment. Step number three is perhaps the easiest step, send your email. And step number four is perhaps the most crucial step, and that's to follow up promptly on any response that you get from those emails. So what I'm going to do now is to walk you through each of these four steps in more detail. You want to create a list of as many people as possible that you know in business who can either refer you or introduce you to a potential client or hire your freelance services. You know, one of the things I teach in my courses is that the contacts you already have, the people you already know, the connections you already have in business, represent your best chance of getting new clients quickly. So that's always the best place to start, with the contacts you already know. And that's one of the reasons why the launch email technique can be so effective. So you have to do some digging here. Start with previous employers. Take a look at your past employment history. Who do you know in the companies you've worked for who could potentially refer you or introduce you to a potential client, or who could potentially hire you? Take a look at anyone who has sent you an email or contacted you or chatted with you about what you do or the freelance services that you provide. Take a good look in your email inbox. There's probably a lot of contacts right there, perhaps from months ago or years ago, that you could contact. Take a look at anyone who's ever subscribed to your e-newsletter or downloaded something from your website. This is a tip for those of you who perhaps have already just started your freelance business and you do have a website and you have started an email. Take a look at people who have visited your website, subscribed to your e-newsletter, or contacted you at all about your services. Even if those inquiries went nowhere, even if they didn't result in a good lead or result in a new project or client, contact those people again. Take a look at any potential referral sources in your area or in your network, people that you know. By referral sources, I mean people who could potentially refer you as a freelance professional. That could be graphic designers or copywriters or project managers or PR gurus or communication consultants. Anyone in your field who could potentially refer you to their clients and their prospects. Contact those people. Add those people to your contact list. And any business people in general that you happen to know and have a connection with. A human resources manager of a company, for example, may not be a good prospect for you, so you might be tempted to take that to not have that person on your list, but she may know the marketing manager of her company who is a good prospect for you. So you see where I'm going with this. Any business contact that you know or have a connection with somehow is a good contact to put on this launch email list. So pull together your list of contacts. And don't forget to look in the contacts and connections you have in your social networks. Who have you connected with on LinkedIn.com? What business cards have you collected over the years? Do some real brainstorming and thinking here and create the most comprehensive list of contacts that you have. You might be surprised by how many contacts you actually have. You may be starting this process by thinking, gee whiz, I only have 10 or 15 contacts. But if you really do some digging, you might find you have 50, 60, 70 contacts. I worked with a copywriter, for example, very recently, who went through this exercise, and he could only come up with a list of 20 or 25 contacts. But he really started to do some digging, and he discovered a pile of business cards that he had collected from a trade show a few months earlier. Now, he wasn't necessarily friends with these people, but he had that connection. He had met them at a trade show, they exchanged business cards, and he had a pile of about 25, 30 of these business cards. So his launch email began with something like this. Hi, we met at the Atlanta Small Business Show. My name is Ron Anderson. And then he went on to with the rest of his email. So you can see how this works. He had a connection with these people, so he was able to send an email, and he actually got some good leads from those business card contacts. So really do some digging and spend some time on this step. Create the most comprehensive list of contacts that you can, that you have a connection with, that you know somehow. And like I said, after going through this exercise, you might be surprised at how long that list of people and contact is. You might be surprised how many people are actually in your professional network that you didn't realize. But even if your list is short, even if you only have a few names on it, your own backyard, the people that you have a connection with, the people that you know represent your best opportunity to get new clients. And again, that's why this launch email technique works so well. So let's move on to the next step. Say, for example, that you've done this step and you've pulled together a list of 35 names and email addresses. Well, once you've done that step, your next step is step number 2, compose the email. So let's take a look at some guidelines on how to do that, how to write this email, because this is very important. Because like I said before, it can all go horribly wrong if you don't compose the email correctly. So let me give you some guidelines on doing this. Guideline number 1, it's a personal email, not a sales letter. You cannot write a form letter, a salesy sales letter, in a cut and paste kind of way, and then send it off to everyone on your list. I can't emphasize this enough. If your email seems like a cut and paste sales letter that you're blasting out to the world, you will get little, if any, response. In fact, you'll probably make some of your contacts pretty upset with you, and you don't want that. So, and you know, think about it. Think about how you would feel if you received an email from one of your contacts that looked like a form letter or a sales letter that was sent out to a gazillion people. You probably wouldn't even read it. You might even be a little upset about it. No, your email is not a sales letter. It's simply a email that is letting your contacts know about the changes in your professional life. It's an update email, not a sales letter. You're updating your contacts and the people you know on what you're doing now and the new services that you're offering. You're saying something like this. You're saying, hey, there's been some important changes in my professional life, and I want to let you know about them. After years in corporate marketing, I'm now using that experience to help companies produce effective marketing copy for their marketing campaigns. I'm offering freelance copywriting services for such projects as blah, blah, blah. So that's an example of how you could say it. But it's a friendly, personal update email, updating your contacts on what you're doing now. That's the tone that you want to achieve. So guideline number 1, it's a personal email, not a sales letter. Guideline number 2, personalize. Personalize, personalize, personalize. Like I said before, this isn't a form letter. This isn't a sales letter that you're blasting out everywhere. It's a personal message to someone you know or have some connection with. So put enough information in that email to create the feel that you're composing the email just for that particular person. Now, of course, you can develop a template, and I suggest you do develop a template, but you must customize it deeply in order to, and personalize it in order to make it seem like it was a letter written specifically to that person. If there's a whiff that this is some kind of cut and paste form letter that you're using and sending to a gazillion people, it's not going to get the effect that you want to get. It's not going to get the response that you want. In fact, you should spend at least 5 minutes personalizing your email and customizing your email to that specific contact. That's a good guideline. If you're not spending at least 5 minutes thinking about how you're going to personalize and customize each email to each contact, then you're doing it wrong. You're not personalizing enough. So really strive to make it seem like you're composing the letter just for them, just like you're sending out a personal email to anyone else you know. When you send a personal email to someone, it's not a template. You send a personal email. You customize a message. And when someone receives a personal email from you, or when you receive a personal email from a friend or colleague, you can tell instantly whether it was written just for you. So that's the tone, that's the style, that's what you want to try to achieve. So you could, here's an example of an opening. You could say something like this, quote, "Hi, Joe, we met last year when you were doing a presentation for the company I was working for, ABC Company. I'm just writing to let you know some important changes in my professional life. I'm no longer working with that company now. I'm," and then you can go on to introduce your services. So that's the tone that you want to achieve. So number 1 is it's not a sales letter. It's a personal email. It's not a sales letter. Guideline number 2, personalize, personalize, personalize. And then guideline number 3, put in a soft pitch for your services. A launch email is not the place for a hard sale kind of pitch of your services. It's not a sales letter. It's not an advertisement. It's a friendly update email to contacts and other people that you know or have a connection with. So you don't want it to seem like it's a sales letter or an advertisement. However, you should include a paragraph that explains your services. After all, you're updating this contact on what you're doing now. So it makes sense for you to explain a little bit about what you're doing now. If you're a freelance copywriter, for example, you want to explain the kind of freelance copywriting you do, the kind of companies that you're working with, perhaps a little bit about your background. You want to have a bit of a paragraph that explains your services, but again, in a friendly, conversational way, not in a hard sell way like an advertisement. Keep the tone of the letter conversational, personal. You should also include a line that invites the contact to get in touch with you if they have a need of some kind for the services that you offer. That of course makes sense. And you should also include a line that asks the contact to pass the word along to any of their contacts who they suspect might need the kind of services that you offer. And of course, be sure to include your email and web address. Your email is very important. Put that actually in the body of the letter, because who knows, if they want to pass on that email to someone they know, then, you know, when things get forwarded and emails get forwarded and passed on and replied to, sometimes the original message, sometimes the original email gets lost. So you want to make sure that your email is also included in the message section of that email. So those are the three guidelines. It's a personal email, not a sales letter. Personalize, 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 and include a soft pitch for your services. Now, let's take a look at an actual letter. I'm going to read you an example of an actual letter that was sent by a professional services provider. He provides business services. He's a freelance business-to-business copywriter. He just launched his business about 2 or 3 months ago. And here is a launch email letter that he used to do that. I've made some changes in the details of the letter just to protect his privacy, although I do have his permission to use this version of the letter. But it's a good example of how an email launch letter should be written. Hi, John. I hope all is going well for you and yours. You may remember me when I worked at ABC Company as the Technical Services Senior Manager. You did a presentation to our team about a new product your company was launching. I wanted to take this opportunity to catch up with you on what I've been up to lately. Since leaving ABC Company, I have studied copywriting with some of the best copywriters in the business, and I've recently decided to combine my copywriting training with my technical expertise to help business-to-business companies create effective marketing materials. In a nutshell, here's what I do. I take information about a technology product or service and transform it into a results-getting sales letter, email, ad, web page, newsletter, or other marketing communication that generates leads and sales. I've included my new contact details below. If you have a moment, I'd appreciate you taking a quick look at my new website, which describes my copywriting services in more detail. Let me know what you think. And John, if you happen to know anyone in your network who may be interested in the kind of copywriting help I provide, please pass my name along. I'd really appreciate it. And don't forget to drop me a line and let me know how you're doing, too. I would enjoy hearing from you. All the best, David Smith. So that's an example of a typical launch email, and one that was actually quite successful for the person who sent it. As you can see, that letter does not sound in any way like a template or like a sales letter or advertisement. It's very personalized, and it includes a very soft pitch for David's services. And I think most of the people who received this email from David reacted in a very positive way. And in fact, many did. He got some great leads from this email, and he actually got a couple of new clients within a few weeks after following up to the response he got on this email. So this launch email was very successful for David. Now, one of my two co-authors of this tutorial, Pete Savage, is going to review another example of a launch email letter that you can model. Pete, take it away.
Hi, this is Pete Savage, and here's another example of an email you can use as your launch email. What's nice about this example is that it's somewhat indirect in that it doesn't actually come out and ask the recipient to provide you with business. And you'll see the language here, how that can be very effective. So the email begins, "Hi, Susan. We met at the Supply Chain Business Expo in Toronto last July, and I saw you speak on the topic of supply chain management. At the time, I worked for Clifton Logistics as a senior project manager. You might remember we chatted briefly after your presentation. I asked you for advice on offshore assembly and if you could give me some recommendations on what to look for when looking for vendors. After 4 years with Clifton, I decided to go out on my own as a freelance project manager, specializing in third-party logistic outsourcing, offshore assembly, and domestic transportation. I wanted to reconnect with you today to let you know that I'm interested in talking to people in the industry who have a big supply chain overhaul underway, but lack the staff or the project management expertise to get large projects done quickly and within budget. What I've found is that a lot of people with a project of this scope, even if they're experienced in the industry, usually like to know how they can accelerate certain parts of the project or keep costs contained. And because I'm watching those details every day, I can usually offer some helpful advice. Do you know of anyone in the industry who might be interested in knowing about my services? If so, I wonder if you would consider passing this email along to them. Or just point them to my website at www.catherineedmonds.com. Thanks for any help, Susan. And if you have any questions for me, please drop me a line on my cell number at 123-456-7899 or email me at catherine@catherineedmonds.com. Regards, Catherine Edmonds, Project Manager specializing in supply chain and 3PL. Now, what's nice about that email is that it doesn't come out and ask Susan, the recipient, to specifically send business your way. What it does is it asks Susan, do you know of anyone in the industry who might be interested in knowing about my services? And that comes at a point in the letter where you've already explained your services. And so naturally, if the recipient of the letter, Susan in this case, herself has an interest in your services, you don't have to actually point that out and say, give me a call if you're interested. If they're interested, they can almost do that without feeling in any way like you are pressuring them or instructing them to do so. Here's some potential subject lines you might want to try with an email like this, and this can be applied to your specific circumstances with any of the email templates you're looking at. There's four possible subject lines. Number one, reconnecting, simply a one-word subject line. Number two, Susan, an update on where I'm at. Number three, update on my new supply chain business. Number four, looking to share project management experience. So you can see with those subject lines, they reflect the tone of the email templates that you've been listening to in that they're very conversational and very non-threatening. One thing I'd like to point out with a launch email like this, let's say you send it out to a list of 30 people. And perhaps you find four people who actually let you know that they've sent your email or your contact information along to someone else. Either they'll reply to you and tell you that, or you'll hear from that someone else that, hey, I just got this email from Susan and I'd like to get together and talk to you. Treat those people who have passed your name along like gold. As Steve pointed out, you should send them a thank you. You should also keep in touch with them regularly. And the reason why is because you have just identified who your connectors are. Out of a group of 30, maybe you'll have four connectors. And if you've read Malcolm Gladwell's book, The Tipping Point, connectors are very important. They're also unique people in that they really get a charge out of making connections with individuals. So naturally, if you have people in your industry who like to go out of their way to do that, those are people who you want to keep in front of and develop a relationship with. Some people just aren't as interested or willing to connect someone with someone else. And some people like to do this very naturally. So those connectors are people who you want to identify and really nurture a relationship with. I hope you found these tips and templates useful, and I encourage you to use them to generate new leads for your business.
Thanks, Pete. And now my third co-author of this tutorial, Ed Gandia, is going to share a third example of a launch email with us. Go ahead, Ed.
Hello, everyone. Ed Gandia here with The Wealthy Freelancer. And today I'm going to be giving you another example of a launch email that would work really well with, say, someone you have more than just a casual acquaintance, but maybe you don't have a very strong relationship with them. And let me give you some of the assumptions so that the email makes more sense when I read it to you. This email is being sent to Joe. It's from me. And my level of comfort with Joe is fairly good. He's someone I stay in touch with once or twice a year. We've known each other for, say, 3 to 5 years. We've actually even worked together during that time. And he's in marketing. He's actually a marketing director for a company named Acme Company. And so he understands the language I'm about to use as a marketing solo professional. He also could be a prospect for me. So while the intention is to ask if he knows of someone who may be able to use my services, I'm also going to ask if anyone over there at Acme or Joe himself could actually take advantage of my services. And by the way, we'll go back at the end of the email and analyze some of the components, some of the key components, so that you'll understand why I placed them there. But let's go ahead and get to the email. Hi, Joe. Been a while since we connected. Hope you, Amanda, and the kids are doing well. Last time we met for lunch, your oldest son was about to leave for college. I hope that went well and that he's adjusting nicely to college life at Georgia. Go Bulldogs. I'm writing because after years of toying with the idea of going solo, I finally made my move last month. I've launched a marketing business, and I wanted to see if you know of anyone who could benefit from my services. Let me tell you a bit about what I'm offering to see if anyone comes to mind. Essentially, I help companies develop and clarify their market positioning and key messages so they're tightly aligned with the demands and wants of their prospective customers. I also help clients assemble integrated thought leadership programs that help them cut through the marketing noise and influence potential buyers and key influencers, such as media, analysts, consultants, and potential partners. The approaches and strategies I use are based on my 12 years of experience building messaging platforms in developing and executing highly successful thought leadership programs for Fortune 100 companies. My services would be ideal for a small to mid-sized company in either the software, hardware, or telecom industries that need this level of expertise and professional guidance but don't want to hire a full-time resource to get it done. I have more information about my services and background on my website, www.messagix.com. If you think Acme Company or someone else in your professional network could benefit from my services, would you be willing to make a short introduction? A brief phone or even email introduction would be great, whatever you prefer. Please know that I will treat anyone you send my way with the utmost respect and courtesy. Thanks in advance, Joe, and don't hesitate to call me if you have any questions. Either way, let's catch up soon. I'd love to buy you lunch if you're free sometime over the next 3 to 4 weeks. Regards, Bill Williams, President, Messagix, Inc. So let's go back and analyze this email and talk about the different components and why they're there. So notice that my first paragraph is highly personalized. And the key is not just personalization. I believe that the key is sincerity as well. I mean, you really have to come across as if you care. And if you can't, I would suggest you don't even email the person. Because it's going to come across as very phony and self-serving. So notice I talk about I remind him of the last time we met, that I remember that his son was about to go off to college, and I remember where he was going, and I even mentioned, hey, go Dogs, go Bulldogs. It's the University of Georgia Bulldogs. So I want to make sure I connect to him on that with him on that level. It's important to me, and I want to make sure that it's sincere. So then I move right into the reason for my email. I think it's important to just get right to it after the introduction. And I'm writing because after years of toying with this idea of going solo, I finally made my move last month. And here's what I've done. I've launched this marketing business and so on and so forth. And then right away, I asked for the reason why you're writing him specifically, not just to let him know, but I say, wanted to see if you know of anyone who could benefit from my services. So let me tell you a little bit about it. So about my services, so you see if anyone comes to mind. The next two paragraphs are key because you're going to describe as briefly as possible what you do and why it matters to your prospects. So notice that I wrote the following. Essentially, I help companies develop and clarify their market positioning and key messages so they're deeply aligned with the demands and wants of their prospective customers. So that's one of the services I offer, by the way. The other one was thought leadership. So I explained that as well. Now, notice I didn't get into a ton of detail. Again, because Joe knows marketing, he understands what all of this means. If you're emailing someone who may not know what this is, you may have to include a paragraph that says, basically what this is or what I do, what that means is the following. But Joe understands, so I didn't get into that. Now, the paragraph that follows that is really a credibility builder and answers the question, why me? So here's what I wrote. The approaches and strategies I use are based on my 12 years of experience building messaging platforms and developing and executing highly successful thought leadership programs for Fortune 100 companies. So right away, I let them know that this is, you know, I'm an experienced person. I know this business. I know these skills and strategies. And I've done it. I've been there. I've done that. And I've done it for very large companies. You know, so these aren't just mom and pop shops that I've worked with. And I can bring this experience at that level to help other companies, whether they're small or mid-sized, which is the next paragraph. So the next paragraph really is more about why me. And then I'm trying to help them identify potential prospects. So I'm trying to jog his memory of people who may be able to take advantage of my services. So here's what I say. My services would be ideal for small to mid-sized companies in either the software, hardware, or telecom industries. Companies that need this level of expertise and professional guidance, but don't want to hire a full-time resource to get it done. So there's a lot in here, and all these are essential. What type of company are you looking for? What industries? And why you versus someone internal? So you've just explained your full value proposition there. I mean, it's not extremely detailed, but you've really helped narrow it down and give someone an idea of where you bring value. Okay, the next paragraph talks about, hey, there's more information on my website. You give that URL. Don't just put it in your signature. Make sure to point to it in the body of the email. And then just go ahead and ask, hey, if you think someone over there at Acme or someone else in your professional network could avail themselves of my services, would you mind making that introduction? Just go ahead and ask directly. And then cushion that question with, please know that I will treat anyone you refer me to with the utmost respect and courtesy, anyone you send my way. So just make sure he understands that you're not going to attack these people. You're not going to be overly aggressive. You're simply going to contact them in a professional manner, explain what you do, tell them who sent you, and see if there may be a potential fit there, a reason for further conversation. You're going to be very gentle and respectful because you want to make sure Joe feels comfortable giving you some contacts, some potential prospects for you. And then I close it with, I'm just thanking him in advance. So thanks in advance, Joe. Don't hesitate to call me if you have any questions, and let's connect soon. It just, you know, here I am. I'm being sincere again. I really want to connect with Joe again. I mean, we do this all the time, and the great thing about doing this once or twice a year with someone like Joe is that now it doesn't come across as if I really need something from him, and I haven't paid the price in that relationship. I hadn't made those emotional deposits, if you will, over the last few years, and now this looks very phony. So I'm not asking him for something we hadn't done before. But, you know, if he hadn't, feel free to do it. Just make sure that it comes across as sincere, honest, you really want to nurture that relationship, you really want to know more about what's going on in his life, and do that over lunch sometime real soon. And then regards Bill Williams, President, Message Exchange, I think it's important to have a signature line with your company information, your company name, that is, your website's URL, your phone, and your email, just in case he actually forwards this email directly to one of his contacts. And by the way, it also can't help to have a results-driven or a benefit-driven, I should say, tagline that describes what you do in a quick phrase. So, for example, I just wrote something that, by the way, this is a fictitious company. This isn't really me, obviously, but results-driven messaging and thought leadership. So that could be a good tagline to put at the bottom of the signature. Just it really says what you do in one quick phrase.
Thank you, Ed. So those were three good examples of a launch email. Launch emails that you can model to create your own launch email for your own freelance business. So I hope they were very useful to you. Feel free to use or model or adapt those particular launch emails any way you wish. So that is the first two steps, is to pull your contacts together, build your contact list, and then compose your launch email. Those two steps will probably be the most work that you'll have to do when doing a launch email campaign like this. So let's move on to step number three, and that is to send your launch email. It's probably the very simplest step of all. It's just sending an email. I would encourage you to send these emails one at a time. Again, this is not a mass email campaign. Your launch email is not a sales letter. Do not blind CC all your contacts and try to send out this launch email to all your contacts at once. Send one launch email at a time and give yourself time to personalize each and every email. You may take, like I said before, 4, 5, 6 minutes or more to customize each email. It's worth the effort. So only send out one email at a time. If you have a large contact list, let's say you have 40, 50, 60 people on your list, don't try to send all your emails out at once. Send just 10 or 20 at a time. And the reason for this is that you want to make sure that you have time to respond to the emails you receive back. You want to make sure you have time to respond to those emails promptly. You're bound to get people replying to your emails, perhaps congratulating you on the launch of your business, perhaps giving you some leads and referrals, perhaps inquiring into your services. You want to have time to be able to respond to those inquiries quickly because they may represent hot leads. In fact, you may want to you want to be able to have enough time so you could follow up as quickly as possible, preferably the same day. So only send out 10 or 20 emails at a time. You may want to spread this campaign out over several days if you have a large list. Now, if a contact does call to inquire about your services, return that call or email right away. That's a hot lead, and you want to stay on top of it. So that's step number three, is to send your launch email out to your contacts, one at a time, never in bulk. And finally, step number four is to follow up on those leads and inquiries. Like I said, you're gonna schedule some time to be able to do this. And you want to be able to follow up as soon as possible. When you get a lead, when you get an inquiry, when someone congratulates you on your business, however they may follow up with you. They may send you a name of some contacts. They may say, hi, oh, by the way, I have a friend of mine, Joan. She's a communications manager at a company. She may be looking for a freelance professional. May I give her your name? Those types of inquiries, you want to stay on top of them and follow up right away. Follow up on everyone who responds to your emails, even if it's just a polite hello, and that's the reason why they're responding. Follow up on every single one, because that's how you gain momentum in the launch email program. That's how you start spreading the word about your freelance services. In fact, If a lead or an inquiry that you get through this technique doesn't hire you right away or doesn't go anywhere right away, you may even want to take the time to sit down and send a physical thank you card. I found, and other freelance professionals have found, that using thank you cards is a terrific technique for staying in touch with these leads and contacts and new opportunities as they come in. So that's it. That's how the launch email works in a nutshell. As I said, there are four steps that we covered today. Step number one is to pull together your list of contacts, and I bet you have a lot more business contacts than you may think you do. Step number two is to compose your launch email letter using those three guidelines. Guideline number one, it's a personal email, not a sales letter. Guideline number two, you have to personalize each and every one of those launch emails. And guideline number three, put in a soft pitch for your services. And step number three is to send that launch email to your contacts. Send them one at a time, never in bulk, as I said. And finally, step number four, follow up diligently and promptly on the leads and responses and inquiries that come in as a result of your launch email campaign. So that's the launch email technique. I hope you found the information useful, and I hope you have a chance to give the launch email technique a try. If you're just starting your freelance practice, it's a great way to generate some action and to get some referrals coming in and recommendations or perhaps even new client work coming in right away. But even if you're an established freelance professional and you find yourself in a position where you need to generate some new opportunities and new clients quickly, this technique can also work well for you. If you decide to give the launch email technique a try, please give us a call or contact us by email and let us know how it worked for you. We'd be very interested in hearing your story. So that's it for this tutorial, the launch email technique. I hope you found it useful, and I hope it helps you to get the clients you want, the projects you want, the income you want, and the lifestyle you want as a freelance professional. Or as we like to say, I hope it helps you become a wealthy freelancer. My name is Steve Slomley, and for my partners Ed Gandia and Pete Savage, have a great day.